and another Christian guy. They were both Christians, and I was the black sheep of the family. And we had a business there in Northern Ireland doing all kinds of things. We had two factories, and we employed maybe 50 or 60 people. But whenever I became a Christian, we used to have a meeting in our boardroom every Friday morning. And one morning, I got a verse in... we've been saved 4 years at this time. I got a verse in 1 Timothy 4, chapter 4, verse 7. And it said, "Have nothing to do with godless myths, but train to be godly." So I wrote that little verse down on the Friday morning, and I said, this must be a word for someone at church. I'll take it and I'll share it with them. We had a sharing time at our church on a Sunday morning. And so I shared, brought my bit of paper out and said, "I think I've got a word for someone here. It says, you've got to train yourself to be godly." And the pastor started laughing. He said, "Kenny, that word's for you." And he said, "We have felt for some time after the meeting," "for some time we have felt God is calling you into some kind of ministry. And that's for you to go to Bible college." And I says, "You've got to be kidding. We've got a business here. We've got it earning loads of money, nice cars, nice house, everything. How could we do that?" But that was in the 29th of April. And we started Bible college in September. We sold her house and sold her business, sold her car, and cancelled all her pensions, and started Bible college in England. We'd come across on the boat from England, or sorry, from Scotland, from Northern Ireland to Scotland, down into England. We went to Bible college near Chester. So God had really changed our lives. And as we stepped over, coming over in the Stranraer boat, I was thinking, we had our two children, 12 and 14, and our little dog Hamish in the back of the car. And I was saying, what have we done? And God spoke and he said, one of the best known verses in the Bible is, trust in the Lord with all your heart and don't lean on your own understanding. And I still use that verse every day since then. And after Bible college, we joined a mission based in High Wycombe near London called Global Recordings. They were called Gospel Recordings in the early days, and then we changed it to Language Recordings, and now we're Global Recordings. And what Global Recordings does is we tell the story of Jesus in every language on audio. And we do it on CD, DVD, and MP3 player and mobile phone. But it's going to show you some things about that. But I'll tell you a little bit about the history first. The mission started with a lady called Joy Ritterhoff. And just before I go any further, the mission started in England here in 1955, around about that time. And Sally's parents were instrumental in that, bringing the organisation to the UK. And Sally's been on our board. She's actually a board chairperson for years and is a great support to us. And we get to travel with her every so often. And she's really good fun. I don't know how Sally travels about the world on her own, but she's great and such an encouragement to us and a real blessing to you, I hope, at the church here. Am I talking too fast? Some people say, how long do you need to speak for? I say, I'm from Northern Ireland. I can talk as fast as you want. But sometimes I talk too fast because I get excited. So I hope I'm not talking too fast. Whenever I'm in our church, I lead our church some weeks, and Joan will say to me, slow down a bit. And so I'll slow down a little bit. So our mission started back in 1939 by a lady called Joy Ritterhoff, and she was working as a missionary in Honduras. And she went into the hills in the Spanish-speaking regions and taught the people songs in the Bible. But after a few years, she got malaria, and she had to return home to Los Angeles, where she lived with her parents. And she said, she's lying in her bed and sick for a long time, and she says, what can I do for you now, Lord? I've no money, I've no health, and you've taken me away from, you've taken me away from what I love preaching to the people there and the kids. What can I do? And she was listening to a gramophone record player, you know, the ones that used to wind up. And most of you young guys don't know what this is. It's like an early CD, but it's called a record. And she said, if I could just get a message on a record, I could send it back to the people there. They love to play them in the restaurants and the bars. I could play it to the people in Honduras who I love. So within a few weeks, she got a recording made by a studio in Los Angeles, and they put a 3-minute message on each side of this little record. One was the prodigal son, and the other one was the story of Noah. And she started sending these out once she got a little bit better. And she worked from her mum's back garden shed, her and another few girls, and they sent out thousands of these records over a short time. And soon other missionaries heard about this, and they said, "Have you anything for Brazil? Have you anything for Chile? Have you anything for the Indian tribes up in North America?" And she said, "Well, we haven't, but if you come, or maybe we could travel to you." So she started getting people to do recordings. Her and the other girls traveled in South America making recordings. Now, the problem was, for some places in remote areas, was difficult to play the recordings. So she got this called a cardboard record player. And it works like this here. You put the record on here, like this. And this is used in all you need is a pen. And you turn it like this. Can you hear that okay? That's in, that's for the Bahamas. That's English in Bahamas, for the Bahamas. And that's the story of Nicodemus. You can have a little go with that later, if you like. And you can see how easy they were packed up and sent around the world. They put them in boxes and they sent them out all over the world. And she travelled to Australia, up into Papua New Guinea. She travelled in Africa. She set up places in India. And in the UK, she started. I see Sally watching me, so I mightn't just got all the details right here. She probably knows it better than me. She knows the history. But you know what? In 1 year, in the 50s or early 60s, she sent more out in 1 year than Elvis Presley. Isn't that amazing? And also, she gave them away free. And churches supported her to start this this ministry. So from there, we moved on to cassettes. And you don't see many cassettes around now, but we still send some to Africa. And this is a hand-wound tape player, because two-thirds of the world don't have any electric or water or anything like that. You're worried about not having any light. Don't worry about it. We were in Papua New Guinea for 3 years. You don't have any light. You don't have any water. You don't have anything. But you can still worship God. And that's what we do anyway. So this is this one here is... where can it be? It's a Swahili for Kenya. It's got a volume control on it as well.
Mwanawe alikuwa amepona.
Any Swahili speakers here? Yeah. You can have that tape afterwards. Now that was how that actually started, but this recording here is actually accompanied by flip charts, which we do. You get like an audio visual presentation, and we do different sizes of books. These are A3 size. We do A5 and A7. So as they listen to the recording, this one doesn't belong to that recording, I'm just showing this. As they listen, you flick over the pages, and each picture lasts about a minute, and then there's a bleep on the recording. You know what picture to turn over. And even though we don't understand the language, we know the story, and we can tell, and we can see the people's reaction as they listen to the story from this. So from that, we moved on to another player. That player, there's sort of one of the early ones. We then moved on to... It's my beautiful assistant. We moved on to MP3 players. And this is a hand-wound MP3 player. It's got 2 gig memory, and it's hand-wound, but it's also... You can charge it with a solar panel, which we supply as well. And... all you do to start it is you wind it for 30 seconds. It's got an inbuilt rechargeable battery. You kickstart the battery to tell you, I want you to work now. And you wind it like this here for 30 seconds. I wind it fast. But see the funny thing, or a thing that always surprises me? This is used, but Joy Redderhoff's seen a wind-up record player. The technology hasn't changed that much in 70 years. Sure it hasn't. With these machines, and you can use this here where there's no electricity or batteries or power supplies, and you just press a button The light turns green and you keep turning until it starts playing, which I hope will be very soon. Here it is. You don't need a microphone for this one. You can change tracks on it. Try another one.
亲爱的朋友您好，欢迎收听福音神救世人的好消息，请看着书上的图画，留心听我的解说。
Start talking to them. Need a way to learn. We're going to the next one.
Picture 2, the Word of God.
That's enough.
The book in this picture is called the Bible. It is the Word of God, and it tells us about God and His ways. God loves all.
I'll just turn that Australian accent off. We can't understand it. So that's how this works. It's very simple. It's got good volume for large groups. So if you go into a village and you don't speak their language and they don't speak yours, this is a fantastic tool for it. And you can put an SD card in here, or 2 gig, you can put different languages in it. But what we do in our office now, we're based in near High Wycombe, we load these up with maybe 10, 12 different languages, and we send them out to evangelists, to pastors, to Sunday school teachers, and we put on whatever language group they're dealing with. Some of those guys travel vast areas. I should have said there's over about 13,000 different languages in the world. A lot of people don't believe that. And we have 6,200 recorded, not us personally, but our organisation. So we can go into any group. Oh, these are some of the photos just playing in the background. We're sort of general photos of people being recorded in different language groups. Joan and I travel mostly in Eastern Europe doing recording. So that's some of our tools that we use to present the gospel. But the latest thing, as everyone knows, is mobile phone now. And we can, we've got a website called Five Fish Mobile. And you can just listen to any recording, any one of 6,000 recordings on your mobile phone. So whenever Joy Ritterhoff got the vision for this mission, would she ever believe that people would have one day have a player in their pocket or in their handbag that could preach the gospel to people around the world? That really amazes me continually. So all you do is just open the app and... Can you hear that okay? That's Mongolian language. And we did that recording with a young girl. A young student girl who came to the UK to study. And we recorded her, and we do that quite a lot here. Instead of us travelling to far-flung places at times, we can record in our office in London, or else we travel to where the people are. And also the pictures come up as well. These pictures come up on the mobile phone, which is fantastic. We also supply... We also supply a lot of CDs. In fact, we send out hundreds and hundreds of CDs every month. And we also send out DVDs as well. We do a lot of work in Kosovo. Some of these pictures are from Kosovo. That's Kosovo there, actually. We do a lot of humanitarian work there. We're going out there on the 9th of June with a team from Scotland. Good old Scottish. And we've also 2 people coming from Australia to travel out there as well. It's like third world, really, in Kosovo from the wartime, 1999. And the people have 75% unemployment, and the economy just is nothing, really. So, funny thing was, we do a lot of work with the Roma people there, and whenever we produced our DVDs, the council over there in Jakova, where we go, they don't like the Roma people, because the Roma people, they don't work, and they kind of do a bit of stealing every now and then. So they said, how can we keep them in their houses? So they bought them a DVD player each and a satellite dish. So then we turned up with our DVDs and gave them all one each. So it was really good. And we love the Roma people, and we do a lot of kids' work and all kinds of work with them. These are just smaller books that we do. We do these A5 books with pictures. And we also do the A7 books. And these were developed for the Middle East, where people can hide them quick in their pocket, but yet they can still let people share the gospel with the little books. And that's what we do, really. So that's some of the presentation stuff that we do. All these pictures tell a story. I could talk for 2 hours on some of these pictures, but I'll not do that today. So whenever we finished Bible college, we joined the work in High Wycombe, and we immediately went to train as recordists. And we have about 40 centres and bases around the world, and we're the UK office. Most of the centres are quite small, with teams of recordists who go into the different places in South America, Asia, all over the world, really, capturing these languages and then producing them. But they also go on the website, our Global Recordings Network website. So somebody may say in Malaysia, Indonesia, who don't have access to a church and particularly don't read or write, they can hear the gospel in their own language for the first time on our internet site. And we get lots of hits. There's about 100,000 hits a month. And a lot are coming from China and places where it's difficult to reach people. Our recordings initially and still are for those people who don't read or write, or those who don't have a Bible and can't read a Bible even if there is one. We work with a lot of the Bible translators when they're doing translation. It takes a long time, maybe 25 years, to do a New Testament. And we work with Wycliffe who are local to us. But while they're doing a recording, we can go in and do the recording of, say, one book or one chapter, so that people have something to start them off. And now Wycliffe are, they're not really copying us, but they really are copying us. They're starting to do the same as us, but we were there first. And they're starting to do audio. They've got lovely audio equipment, same as us. And I'm actually training one of their guys this Tuesday. He's coming to learn some stuff. I don't know why he's coming to me, but he's coming anyway. And we're going to show him how to do recordings. He's he's from Niger, and he's just finished doing a whole New Testament. So he's going to put it on audio, him and his team, and he's going to record it himself. So he's going to buy good equipment and put it on audio. And then on Thursday, I'm recording with a guy from Chad, and he's not a neighbour, but he lives in High Wycombe. He was on the translation team for the Gabri speakers of Chad. There's about 70,000 people in that group. 5% are literate. The rest don't read. They're never going to read, as far as I'm concerned, because learning to read is pretty hard when you're over 10, isn't it? It must be. So we can put it on audio, and we have been recording with him for a few years. He comes for 2 hours every Thursday, and we're doing Romans at the minute. So we've nearly got the whole New Testament done for him. But our main focus is storytelling. We record Bible stories, and everyone loves a story, and that's what we do. And we have over 400 scripts available for either whatever your background is, like a Muslim background, or Hindu, or Buddhism, or Sintoism, or whatever it is. And we were over in Japan quite recently there, visiting our son, and I was thinking, you know, the Japanese people, church is hard in Japan. Most churches are a maximum of maybe 20 or 30 people. And that's including the pastor and his family. But it made me think of Jonah whenever he went to Nineveh. And there's 120,000 people there. But they didn't know the right hand from their left. But Japan's got 120 million people. And we were there over Easter Sunday. We were walking to the church in Kyoto, where my son lives. And I said, these people, they don't know this is Easter Sunday. Whereas here in this country, we know about that. So it made me think, you know, these people don't know about Jesus. And anyway, that's just what I thought. But so we did recordings in Japanese. I always take opportunity whenever I'm anywhere. I always do some recording. And we did some Japanese recordings a few years back. So, but our role really has been recording and distribution. We've travelled, we're mostly responsible for the European area, and we record from Russia right down to Morocco in North Africa. Our teams, we have teams in Africa and all over Asia, but that's some of our work, and that's basically what we do. I'm just going to take a break there. Maybe I've gone too fast for you. Has anyone any questions they'd like to ask me? I know this is kind of informal. I've covered a lot of stuff there. I could tell you many other things. I'm going to show, just before I do, I'll show that little, there's one little clip that I've got. It's called Lulu, something Lulu. My daughter's called Louise. We call her Lulu sometimes, but it's not to do with that. Can you find it there, Al? Yeah, please. It's just part of a little thing.
Lulu comes from a small village that speaks a minor dialect. Lulu doesn't read. In fact, there's no written form of her language. There's no church, no Bible, and no Christians in her village. Lulu has never heard about Jesus. But the Bible says that faith comes by hearing. So how can Lulu hear about Jesus? Global Recordings Network tells the story of Jesus to people just like Lulu. We produce audio visuals, so it doesn't matter if Lulu can't read. And we use local voices, local music, and local songs to produce materials that don't feel foreign. Rather, it feels like God is speaking to Lulu in her own language. Global Recordings Network have produced evangelistic materials, Bible stories, and simple Bible teaching in over 6,000 languages. And it's all available to Lulu and Tim and Wang Jing and Diego and you. Listen or download from our website, or install an Android or iPhone app from our mobile website, or buy a Saver, our robust, high-volume MP3 player which doesn't require batteries or electricity. If we can serve you in your ministry, or if you want to hear more about Jesus in your language, please contact us today.
It's a good clip, that, isn't it? It's the first time I've ever used it on this beautiful screen of yours. This looks great. Thanks very much, Al. It all came together. I'd like to finish off with just sharing a little word with you. Everyone's got their favourite verses and their favourite passage of Scripture. And one of my favourites is Psalm 91. And I sort of want to... Do you want me to keep going and then I'm going to ask questions, or what do you think, Margaret? Yeah, that's some of the stuff. Yeah, any of you want to have a go at any of this stuff, you're more than welcome. I'd really, for the students with who are mobile phone friendly, I'd love you to take a note of that Five Fish Mobile website, because you can tell your friends from whatever country they're from, just look it up, click their language, and they can hear the gospel in their own language, maybe for the first time, and pass it on to them to pass on to other people. We think it's the greatest thing since the sliced loaf, actually, at the minute. But I was going to just talk about this verse. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. And really, I just want to say to you briefly, what are you trusting in each day? You know, we can put our trust in so many things, and at the end of the day, we get disappointed from time to time. And my question to you is, what are you trusting in? Is it your career, your business, your personality, your education? What is it? Each one of us is different. We've all got our own story. We've all got our struggles. And this psalm was read by thousands of years, actually, particularly when people are struggling. And it's a great psalm for the military forces. They use this psalm, you're my refuge and strength. And people have turned to it for thousands of years, especially when they have struggles. And when I got saved in 1991, a little old lady said to me, read that every morning. Read Psalm 91 every morning. And I read it for probably 2 years every morning, along with my other stuff. But it's all about learning God's word, that you can apply it to your life. It's not to learn it as a prize for remembering it. It's being able to apply it. Just like that one, trust in the Lord with all your heart and don't lean on your own understanding. It's a simple verse, but You have to apply it. It's just like that verse that we got in before we went to Bible college, train yourself to be godly. At first I struggled with it. I said, I don't want to give up all I've got here. I don't want to. You know, I was panicking. And then my wife, who's more spiritual than me, she says, we'll be okay. And we were. And my pastor, I used to ring my pastor up from Bible college. I was doing essays and doing all this stuff. And I hadn't studied since I'd done O-levels at school. And Bible college was a real struggle for me. You used to have to do essays. But all my essays were, you had to get saved at the bottom of them. Mine were more like sermons. But I used to phone up the pastor and he used to say to me, oh, I'm really struggling here. He says, in a Scottish voice, he used to say to me, you'll be all right. You'll be all right. That means you'll be okay. And I was okay. And we got through there. And then we joined this wonderful mission. And we never looked back. But God just doesn't want to call people to be missionaries. He wants you to be a missionary where you are, in the university, in your work, in Tesco's, in Waitrose, wherever you are in your community. But he still wants you to be proactive. He doesn't want you to be too comfortable. And sometimes God gives you things that make you uncomfortable. And that's where you go back to this word, where you're uncomfortable. Lord, you're back on your knees again, saying, Lord, help me. And that's what this wonderful psalm does. Because God says in an overview of this psalm, I will give you the best of care if you'll only get to know me. Like, before I was a Christian, I was a church goer, but I didn't know Jesus. I wasn't born again. And one day, we had been to Australia on holidays. We came back again after 4 weeks. Holiday. It was a great holiday, best holiday ever. And my brother, who was a Christian, had been chasing me all my life to come to church, come to this meeting, come and see this guy speaking. And I said, look, I'm too busy. I'm playing golf. I'm playing football. I'm going out with the boys. Until one day I went to have lunch at Marks and Spencer's with him after we came home from our holiday. Because I was a bit down whenever I came home from holidays because no one asked me how the holiday went. I was like, I was there for 4 weeks and it was a brilliant holiday. I went to Australia. Do you not know where that is? And nobody bothered with me. And I felt a bit down. And he saw that I was a bit down, my brother. So he said, come on, we'll go to Marksies and we'll have a coffee. And all he said to me over the coffee was, Kenny, it's time you got your life sorted out with God. And for the first time, I listened to him. And before I walked out of Marks and Spencer's restaurant, I knew that something had happened in me. And within a week, I'd given my life over to Jesus. But we've all got to get there. And he has really changed our lives and our family. Joan took another 18 months before she became a Christian. And God really blesses us by knowing him. And maybe you've been a Christian for a long time, or maybe just a short time, or maybe not at all. But I want to encourage you that God has got a wonderful plan for you. Maybe you can't see it right now. Maybe you're struggling with something. But he never lets go of you. He holds on to you. And he's going to keep holding on to you. Even when you get older and grey hair like I have, God's not going to let go of you. And he's got a great plan and purpose. And I trust that you'll serve him and follow him. And as you prayed earlier with the children there, you know, to thank God every day for what we've got. Whenever I come back from Kosovo or Russia or Slovakia or Macedonia or Montenegro or wherever we go, I says, hey, folk, see in the UK here, we're living in heaven. We've got so much. We were in Papua New Guinea 3 years. It was great to come back and get a real shower. We used to have a bucket shower. But even there, God blessed us. I'm not saying anything about that. But we've got so much here, and God is so good to us. And long may it continue. But we don't want to keep it to ourselves, as someone shared earlier on. Let's not keep this good news to ourselves. And I trust you'll find this little leaflet there interesting to you. Some people say, oh, how can I preach the gospel? These little machines here can reach thousands of people. We send them out every other week. We send boxes out to the pygmy people in DR Congo, Burundi, Senegal. We send out loads of French-speaking DVDs of the living Christ. And these machines here cost £40. They're cost price. The solar panels, 15. And the little books here are ranged from £3 down to 50p. So everything we do is sold at cost price. And if you ever want to sponsor one of these here, we'd be glad to receive your sponsorship. Because maybe you can't go, but this little machine can go anywhere. And the mobile phone and also the MP3 internet stuff is free to download to give to your friends or show them. So thank you for listening. And I'd like to pray with you before I finish. Is that okay? Let's pray. Father, I want to thank you for everyone in the church here this morning. I thank you, Lord, for the hospitality we have had. And I pray, Lord, that you'll just touch our hearts, Lord, every morning, Lord. Help us to know your presence every morning as we waken. I just pray you'll continue to bless this church. I pray you'll bless everyone in it, Lord. You know their story, Lord. You know all about them. You know what's going to be happening next Friday in their lives, Lord. Go before them every morning, Lord, we pray. And fill them with your amazing Holy Spirit, Lord, that they can serve you in this place and wherever you will take them, Lord, in the future. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you very much. Thank you.